Well, this is kind of traditional this morning, as it's Palm Sunday. So you'd expect me to get out the King James Bible and read to you. I'm not going to.
Kids Bible.
So let's hear how it
it's
says
King
in
Jimmy.
It's Kitty Bible. When they were approaching the village of Bethany, just outside Jerusalem, Jesus sent off two of his friends. "Go to the next village," he told them. "You'll find a donkey there. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks what you're doing, just say, 'The master needs the donkey.'" The disciples found the donkey and brought it to Jesus. Some of them spread their cloaks over its back. When Jesus sat on the donkey and rode into Jerusalem, when the crowd saw him coming, they grew excited. Many welcomed Jesus as king, spreading their cloaks on the ground before him. Others cut branches from palm trees and threw them on the road. Soon everyone was chanting, "Hosanna! Hooray for God!"
Amen. I love it.
There's a picture.
Hosanna, hooray for God.
Why a donkey? A donkey to show the precious meekness and gentleness of Jesus. I like that. I like that. You know, the Father, he's good. He always does what works, what's right. A donkey, not a great, big, beautiful Arabian horse. Not this time. There's coming a day. Amen. In Eastern culture, the horse is a symbol of war, but the donkey is the symbol of peace. Jesus came in gentleness, meekness, and peace to bring salvation. And that's kind of neat. He came in peace. When he comes again, it's not going to be too peaceful for those who haven't accepted him, right? Amen. Why palm fronds? The custom was to spread them out and wave them in the path of someone who was thought worthy of the highest honor. The palm branch is a symbol of triumph and honor and victory. Why did God do this? It could be so Jesus could taste the victory. I love that. This Jesus, our Jesus, my Jesus, was going to a cross, and he was going to have to endure incredible pain and suffering. But the Father gave him a foretaste of the victory, just something to hold in his heart while he's hanging on that cross. Mm-hmm. What a Father. What a Daddy. What an Abba Father. He cares. He knows. He cared for his son, Jesus. He cares for you and I today. Preciously, humbly, Jesus went to the cross for you and me. Thank you, Jesus, and bless you. Thank you, Jesus, what you did for us, for me, for us. Let's stand and say this triumphant sentence together. Amen. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed he who comes in the name of Allah. Hosanna in the highest. And so we're going to sing our traditional song on a little donkey, and we're going to wave pom-poms just like they did back there.